Good morning. As we prepare to take the Lord's Supper, if you will turn with me to Psalm number 18, we'll be looking at some verses there. Often we look at the example, the life, the sacrifice that was given by our Christ Jesus as he lived on this earth and died for us, and we look to a man who was meek and who was a servant to us and a servant to those around him and who cared and loved. And we look at that sacrifice and we see great victory from that meekness. But there's also a spiritual warfare going on. And often we can't see that with our eyes, and it's hard to grasp and things of that nature. And this psalm is really unique because it gives us a lot of context about not just who wrote it, but why and when they wrote it. And it was written by David after he had been delivered from the hand of Saul, who had been hunting him, and all the enemies that were involved in that hunt. And what we see here is a Lord who takes care of his people, who offers salvation. And in this context of spiritual warfare, we don't see the same image. We see a hunter, someone who is awe-inspiring and powerful in these verses. The first 15 verses here talk about the Lord as David's deliverer, the Lord as a nightmare to his enemies. There's some very vivid imagery we'll look at here in a second. Following that, we see about 25 verses that talk about what that deliverance is for David, why David was delivered, and the context around those things. And the last 10 verses are a dichotomy of that concept, looking at what happens when you are on the other side, when you are the Lord's enemy. And so as we look through this chapter, we're going to read some selected verses here. Think about these things and think about the deliverance that our Lord has provided. I think there is no lack of continuity between David's deliverance in this chapter and our deliverance in the spiritual warfare that we encounter. Start with me in verse 1 of Psalm 18. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so I shall be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounds me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken, because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. He rode upon the cherub and flew. He flew upon wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones of coal of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightning in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, the foundations of the world were uncovered, at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. So the Lord came down with this vengeance, and I don't know about you, but I don't want to be seen on the wrong side of that fight. Let's look at the deliverance in the next few verses here that David saw. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. And there are many good verses here that follow that if you want to see how David maintained the status with God, how he stayed on the right side, read these verses on your own as we partake of the Lord's Supper this morning. But I want to show you also what he does to those who aren't on the right side. Let's jump over to verse 40. "You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I have destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save. Even to the Lord, he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. Their foreigners submit to me. Their foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideout. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed." Let's think about this deliverance that the Lord has provided and what we need to do to respectively and take advantage of that opportunity.